Welcome to the Oakland County News and Information Podcast. I'm Nate Simonic. It's not exactly uncommon these days to look next to your car on the highway and see someone fiddling with their cell phone. We're connected everywhere these days through our smartphones, and while these amazing devices have helped make significant advances around the world, we may be paying a big price for it on the road. According to the federal government, at any given moment across America, approximately 660,000 people are multitasking between driving and electronic devices. And many of them are causing accidents, injuring around 421,000 people in 2012. Law enforcement officials are handling these car accidents on a day-to-day basis. We took some time to sit down with Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard to help drive the discussion on distracted driving.
You're absolutely right. Distracted driving comes in a lot of shapes and forms. Now, as a former fatal accident investigator, I investigated my share of serious and fatal accidents that had some kind of distracted driving, and this was even pre-cell phone, so I guess it tells you how old I am. I know personally of a friend that got in a very serious accident. He dropped some Doritos, a bag of Doritos, and reached down to get it, had an accident. A friend recently sneezed. And physiologically, you close your eyes when you sneeze, so you have to almost anticipate and know what what's happening ahead before you have that instantaneous closure. And he sneezed and ended up going off the road, hit a mailbox, and behind the mailbox was a large boulder, and he totaled his car from a sneeze. So driving can go very bad very quickly when you're piloting a 2,000-pound-plus vehicle. At any kind of speed. And so always make sure that you stay kind of in tune with what's going on. You know, it becomes so routine. You're so used to driving, and I drive this road to work every day, and I drive this to my cottage every weekend or whatever your routine is. But you kind of lose track that can change in a moment if a deer comes out and somebody slams on their brakes or a tree comes down on the road or whatever the emergency that you don't anticipate. Are you ready to stop? Are you ready to handle the maneuver of the car? Because lots of times what we see is the initial action really isn't the killing action. It's the overreaction. So a deer comes out in the road and a person veers and they hit a tree, which is a lot worse than hitting the deer. So there's actually a phrase, don't veer for deer. You know, you don't ever want to hit an animal, but if the choice is to veer off the road and hit a tree, which is a much more immovable object and more than likely to cause serious injury or death, you need to stay your path and stay in your lane because you don't know what else will happen. So the same thing is true on almost any emergency. You have to be prepared for that moment in time and know the capabilities of you and the car. What's your stopping distance? What kind of gap do you need to leave? And all those play into distracted driving. If you're not focused on the task at hand, if you're glancing down at your phone to even dial for a second, if you're programming something in your GPS, if you're looking to put hot sauce on your taco, whatever the case may be, if it takes your attention off of the task at hand, which is piloting that vehicle in a safe manner, it can put you at risk because it may not, again, be you. Could be another car slams on its brakes, somebody runs a red light, a deer runs in the road, whatever the situation. And if you're not ready at an instant to react, that distraction can be fatal. And so, you know, as I said, I've seen distractions in many forms. I've seen Doritos. I've seen sneezing. I've seen somebody that had driven a long, long way, you know, fall asleep and struck a tree and was killed. I've seen situations where, you know, I actually stopped a woman once and encouraged her not to do this. She was putting on mascara while she was driving. So distractions take a variety of form. And again, it's such a commonplace thing to drive, but an emergency is not commonplace. And so when we look at what's called a risk matrix, when you look at high risk, which driving a vehicle always potentially is, and then an emergency arising is low frequency, meaning you're not practiced or prepared or thinking about it, that's the most dangerous moment in time. So try to stay focused on your driving. Do all those other fun things you're thinking about doing when you get there. And chances are much higher you'll get there in one piece. Thanks.
Thanks very much to Sheriff Bouchard for joining us for a number of different podcasts over the last couple of months. We hope you found this podcast informative. If you have any ideas for topics you'd like to see us cover on the podcast, drop us a line at podcasts@oakgov.com. You've been listening to the Oakland County News and Information Podcast. I'm Nate Zamonic.